I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
This is Cinema Classics.
You bet it is.
And this is a bad time of year for movies.
Nice.
But you know, there have been some classics that have come out at this time of
year. They're rare.
For our visual audience,
yeah,
we have a picture of Jodie Foster and some very bad-looking dude in the background.
Yeah, out of focus.
Yes.
That's a great shot, actually.
Yes. Silence of the Lambs came out around this time of year.
Not only is it rare that a good movie comes out, like a really legitimate good movie comes out in February or March, it's rarer still that that movie is remembered at the end of the year come Oscar time.
Oh, boy.
And rarer still that it wins Best Picture.
You're exactly
like,
right.
Like Silence of the Lambs did.
If people are going to be forgetting it when it comes to the fall, it means that you as a filmmaker should want to,
yeah,
to
but
put
seems
your
there's
film
like
on.
A, it seems that there's an opportunity there, though. Now you have big movies like Captain Marvel coming out. At the beginning of April, we'll have Shazam. Early spring is no longer the kind of hit or miss dumping ground that it used to be. Now, January and February still traditionally,
yeah,
you know, garbage.
I think you're right. I think it's creeping up. I think we're now and then going to get some really great films when people get, when producers get the courage to put them out at this time.
Anyway, go ahead.
Well,
tell me some great movies that came out in February.
All right. Well, let me. I would rather offer one that came out in January.
Oh.
1943, Casablanca.
Oh, wow.
April 1977.
What's that?
Annie Hall.
Ah. I narrowed some down in March. Lethal Weapon came out in March.
Okay. All right.
You know, Memento came out in March of 2001.
Good one for you. 1965 in March, The Sound of Music.
Oh. For that, I got you.
Uh-oh.
The Birds.
Oh,
March
great.
28th.
Oh, excellent. The Godfather 2.
March 24th, 1972.
You actually did your homework,
yes,
for Christ.
One of my favorites, 1987, Raising Arizona.
Oh, gee, that's a good choice. Yeah. I'm opening up in May, if you won't restrict me to your March,
oh,
please.
No, this is totally going against the whole...
No, it's not.
May.
I premised this on going
right
through
May
July.
May is the summer movies, but go ahead.
All right, but this was 1969, so your thesis isn't necessarily going to work in 69.
Okay.
Yeah, but we are going to say that this is certainly a great movie, Midnight Cowboy.
Wow.
In 1995, Braveheart.
Oh, yeah. March 1999.
Oh, okay.
The Matrix.
And Rebecca came out in 1940.
Okay.
And I could throw out a summer movie would drive you absolutely crazy.
Yeah,
in
because
1994, right. Forrest Gump came out.
I mean, we could talk summer movies. Well, that's a different show. We can talk about them.
No, I want to go. My July. Let me do my another July.
Okay, my
all
God.
Right.
Why are we talking about July? It's March.
No. You wanted to do March, and I said it's January through July is really what my vision of this show was.
I can dig up this email of yours
yeah.
and show you that it has not July is nowhere to be found in it.
Anyway, in 1954, at that time when summer wasn't terrific,
mm-hmm.
but in July of that year, On the Waterfront.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Yes.
That doesn't do anything.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't
matter here. This has no bearing to this conversation.
It doesn't move you at all.
No.
All right.
Well, I mean, I love it, but it's,
right.
you know, not what we're talking about.
All right. Do we have any more? Is that and your
oh, yeah, one
big
more.
Research?
I mean,
okay.
one more just because I went through the work of researching great movies that came out in March. March 1984, Splash.
Oh.
Tom Hanks and Daryl Hannah.
Yeah.
Lovely little romantic comedy directed by Ron Howard, I believe.
All right.
So
that
was the beginning of a lot of, you know, really kind of long careers there.
Yeah. Well, even though I pushed this to half a year.
Yeah. Why stop there? Why not? How about the great movies that came out between January and December?
Anyway, I think I'm going to go take a splash and kind of revive myself after this debacle of the show. Those are great movies that came out in a usually somnolent time of year. Support for Cinema Classics comes from Film Columbus, enriching our community to make Columbus a destination for film education, exhibition, and production. Learn more at filmcolumbus.com. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at wcbe.org.